This is a continuation of the April 28th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves 60 properties owned by Herentide LLC. The range is case number 738 to case number 797. And then for the property IDs, they do not appear to be quite contiguous. They all begin with 158459. And then the numbers I'll read in the last three for each. The first is 062, second is 088, then 116, 118, 120, 122, 124, 128, 132, 134, 136, 138, 144, 142, 140, 150, 148, 146, 154, 152, 158, 156, 082, 104, 102, 100, 098, 096, 094, 092, 090, 084, 106, 108, 110, 112, 086, 114, 080, 078, 076, 074, 072, 070, 068, 066, 060, 056, 054, 052, 048, 046, 044, 174, 170, 172, 166, 164, 162, and 160. And those respectively go with the descending case numbers, or ascending case numbers. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it to the board.
If there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information gathered. Questions?
No questions.
I want to make note on the record that the assessor does have a set of comps for these properties, and the table in the underneath the comparable properties has an error in it. The comments section says one Lake Place is multi-phase condominium complex originally created in 2001. Comparables listed on this sales grid represent some of the smaller units that sold 1-1-2021 through 12-31-2021. And then it goes on. And that is incorrect because all of the sales are in 2020, not 2021. And if they were all in 2021, it would be unacceptable for comps for these properties. I have nothing else to comment on that.
I don't have any
comments. Okay, no comments?
No comment.
Okay, and close the hearing.
This is the April 28th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves six cases, all under Pendleton Woolen Mills. The first is case number 723 for property ID 713-50000. Second is 724 for the case number and property ID 712-81004. The next is case number 725 for property ID 747-20000. Next is case number 726 for property ID 740-00000. The next is case number 727 for property ID 739-60000. And the last one is case number 728 for property ID 713-97000. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Okay, Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.